I sometimes put a post-it note on my desk, or on the front doormat, or both. That's a bit like how the Old Testament people of God remembered the thing that was most important. In the book of Deuteronomy, as was read to us just now, it was the first reading. The Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Now that message was so important, it shouldn't be forgotten. Indeed, when Jesus was asked a question, what's the greatest commandment? That was his answer. Jesus remembered and enabled more of us to remember that the Lord God is the only Lord, and so it's right and good to love him with everything he's given to us. This message was so important not to forget that the Old Testament people of God said it and wrote it everywhere. Keep these words that I'm commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children. Talk about them when you're at home and when you're away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. When I was younger, I used to write things on my hand that I didn't want to forget. And if I really, really don't want to forget everything, then I cover all these bases, have it written on my hand, written on post-it notes, all the way to the door and out as well. Some things are so worth remembering that even a set of post-it notes is not enough. We're here today so that we don't forget things that are important. And World War I, which started 100 years ago, is a particularly resonant war to help us remember. There are several reasons, including these, I think. For one, every community in England, in Britain, in many countries has a list of people who gave their lives. It has local impact, World War I, as is shown for us in Poynton by the recent Local History Society booklet, Poynton in World War I, The Soldiers and the Village. There's a second reason. World War I reminds us vividly that war is desperately unpleasant for many people. Waiting in the trenches was wretched. Going over the top was even worse. And so if we are deceived into thinking that war is glorious or that fighting is good, then considering World War I soon puts us right. It was desperately unpleasant for many. Thirdly, World War I reminds us of the need for good political leaders with their eyes open to what's really going on in the world, and political systems that work. World War I was a political failure when it started, and the politics failed again when it finished, which is why we had World War II not so long after. World War I reminds us of the need for good political leadership. Fourthly, World War I also reminds us how a big war blights a whole generation. The pieces of drama by Glynn and the high school students reminded us that times of war have the younger generations in particular paying a high price. Now, in World War I, we were fortunate in this country to have a young generation with great resilience, supported by strong family units and often a strong faith. You know, part of the essential kit issued to every member of the British Armed Forces was a Bible. We start to understand why they were so resilient. I sometimes wonder, would my generation or today's younger generation have survived as well? World War I reminds us how war severely tests the younger generation. Fifth, World War I warns us of the misleading power of propaganda. Give the Boche a bloody nose, it will all be over by Christmas. Even afterwards, when it was called the Great War to End All Wars, World War I shows pitiable propaganda, which undermined trust in leaders and exposed the shallowness of so much understanding. World War I gives us several good lessons about war. World War I gives us many hard lessons about war. It teaches us things we ought not to forget because we'll need those things again, lots of them. It's important to remember. Instead of post-it notes, we have poppies. Instead of putting on the desk or the floor or the door or all of that, we wear them, and then today we plant them in the green grass of the war memorial next to the names of some of those who gave so much they didn't come back. It's easy to forget. It's good to remember.